SvelteKid 3 is doing that thing where it quietly makes the old way feel annoying. Remote functions inside components, type safe, no whole page reload nonsense. That's a very strong product story, Ava.
Yeah, and the interesting part is the mechanism is boring in a good way. It's just a client-side wrapper that fetches a server function, while the real work stays on the server where it can touch database clients and server-only modules.
Right. So the component can just call the thing it needs. That footer example from the article is exactly the kind of case people actually hit, where one live bit makes the whole page look over-engineered. Also, okay, this is such an exploring next take, but I think half of web framework drama is just people trying to escape their own loader abstraction. You can feel SvelteKid basically saying, what if the component just owned the fetch?
And sometimes that's the right move. The article's claim is not that RPCs are new, it's that SvelteKid is collapsing the distance between the component and the server call, without losing type safety.
I like that they're not asking you to route your brain through three files first. Import the query or mutation, call it, move on. That's the kind of thing that ships because it saves people a stupid amount of friction.
Exactly.
How's your week going, by the way? Mine is weirdly fine, which feels suspicious.
That is suspicious. Mine's been mostly me staring at framework release notes and trying not to become a goblin about it.
You say that like you're not already halfway there.
Oh, I'm absolutely halfway there. But this one at least has a real shape to it, which is more than I can say for most radical RPC talk.
Fair. The article does give SvelteKid credit for making remote functions feel native, not bolted on. That's the important bit, because a lot of RPC systems are fine technically and still feel like attacks every time you touch them.
That's the whole game, honestly. If the wrapper feels like ceremony, nobody keeps it. If it feels like the obvious thing to import, then you've got a shot.
And Next.js is in the picture too, obviously. Their server functions cover part of this, but the article's pretty specific that they were built mainly for writing data, not querying it.
Yeah, that distinction matters. Mutations are one thing, but once you want read pass to feel just as direct, the framework shape starts to matter a lot more.
So this is less SvelteKid invented RPCs, and more SvelteKid is making the RPC path feel like the path you'd actually choose at 2 in the afternoon when you're trying to ship.
No way.
What? That's the highest compliment I know how to give a framework. Also, Vercel being on both sides of this is very funny in a deeply annoying way.
It is funny. Harris works there now. Vercel sponsors Svelte, owns Next.js, and everybody still gets to pretend the ecosystem is a clean rivalry. Very tidy little mess.
I think the real question is whether this becomes the default mental model for SvelteKid users or stays a neat experimental feature people admire and then ignore.
My read is it has a real chance, but only if the ergonomics stay excellent. If it starts feeling like yet another RPC layer with a nicer demo, it dies on contact with actual projects.
Yeah, and that's the part I care about. If I can tell a team, your dynamic footer doesn't need a whole routing sermon, that's a win people feel immediately.
And if the type safety holds while they do it, even better. Okay, that's enough framework sports for one Wednesday.
Fair. Come on, Ava, we've done weirder episodes than component call server function.
Unfortunately, yes.
All right, I'm calling it there. Try not to get lost in the release notes. And if you do, at least make it interesting, Ava.